A little over 3 weeks ago, a helicopter pilot doing laser mapping for Hawaiian Volcano Observatory spotted a green area at the bottom of Halema'uma'u Crater, around 1,500 feet deep. HVO geophysicist Jim Koihikawa says they believe it's around 227,000 gallons of water, rising about 3 feet a week. It could be coming from two sources.
One is that it's just rainfall collecting down there. And the other is that this is actually the water table that was there but got dragged down with the collapses of 2018 and is now just rebounding after the collapse.
The water is a milky green color, perhaps created by absorption of sulfur gas, and it's hot, around 160 degrees Fahrenheit. Some have expressed concern about whether the water could lead to an explosive eruption. Koihikawa says that's not likely right now.
Two things must occur before eruptions will go to big explosivity. That is that magma rises very quickly, which we haven't seen for the last two centuries, and this water lake. Now we're getting a water lake, but that still isn't enough to have explosive eruptions. We still need that rapid magma rise.
Koihikawa says a webcam is now pointed at the lake. Hawaiian Volcano Observatory is working with Hawaii Volcanoes National Park and pilots of drones and helicopters to see how best to get a water sample to answer many open questions. From Hawaii Island, this is Sherry Bracken for Hawaii Public Radio.